Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic, Bogota traffic, with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute ref in IT and IT security. So, big believer in giving blood, right? You gotta believe. Big believer in the Red Cross. You may have seen that the Red Cross, unfortunately, in Australia was just compromised. Something like 500,000 records. Now, unfortunately, these are public health records, which include address information, blood type, also sexual history, sexual activities. Not the kind of information you want to get out. Lots we can learn from that, but the tip from you is this: make sure you're protecting your backups. If you look at that attack path and you look at what was published out, the data from the database was exported from the database. It was in a file format as opposed to a database format. The file format was backed up, and that backup itself was actually compromised. And we see this happen quite frequently, right? So you get some sensitive data, you extract it to a different location, and then that location does not have the same protected controls, same sensitivity, what have you. And then once that's breached, once it's compromised, done. So something very similar a little bit ago with one of the payment processors, where they're actually extracting all the payment data and storing it in a flat file. So keep a good, close look at where your data is being stored in unprotected formats, using things like DLP, and keep a really good eye on your backups. How are they being protected? Are they encrypted? Are they being transported? Is it secure transport? Are they being stored? Is it locked? How are you retrieving it? The full life cycle of those backup systems we will look at and have a good ability to control on it. All right? Everybody knows a good backup. Have a good horror story. Hit me up in comments or on social media. Thanks so much.